My name is Misha. I am 13 years old. Today is November 28th, and I am speaking with Larissa Svechin, who is my mom. We are in Sunny Isles Beach. Can you tell me what Babushka's parents were like?
I didn't know Babushka's father, my grandfather, because he died before I was born. But Babushka's mom, my grandmother, her name was Tatiana, and she was very, very kind and patient. I actually liked her and loved her more than anyone else in the world. She used to make raspberry jam. She used to give me bread with garlic and salt. And she used to just take care of the house and her chickens and her garden. She didn't know how to read or write. She never went to school. She was born in 1906.
Can you tell me what coming to the U.S. was like?
For me or for Babushka?
Babushka.
For Babushka, it was very hard. She didn't speak English, and it was hard for her to learn English because she had to start working right away. She tried going to school at night, but it was too hard for her to go to school and take care of us. So she dropped school, and she just started working as a cleaning lady in lots of little cheap hotels where they paid $3.15 an hour. And it was very hard because she never learned how to drive, so she had to take buses everywhere or walk. And then she would have to come home and clean the house and take care of us and cook dinner. So she had a very hard time for many, many years coming to America. And she missed her family very much because she was not allowed to ever talk to them during communism, because they would have gotten potentially sent to jail or Siberia if they would have been contacting her.
What were Babushka's siblings like?
She had many siblings. I didn't meet all of them. Her oldest brother died in World War II. His name was Vanya. And her youngest brother was her favorite brother. And his name was Vanya too. She never met her oldest brother because she was born in 1942. So her oldest sibling that she knew was 26 years older than her. They were all very different. She loved her brothers more than she loved her sisters. She let that be known because they liked to take care of her. All of them had to go into the army, and so two of them stayed in the army after the service that they had to do. And they were all very hardworking people.
What was Babushka's childhood like?
From what she tells me, it was the happiest time of her life because she loved her father very much. She loved both her parents, but she loved her father more because he used to take her into the forest, and she actually helped him build the house that she grew up in. And although she had a lot of hard work as a kid, she had to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to take care of the farm and then actually start working when she was 14. She still loved her family, and she says it was her favorite memories, the best time that she, in her entire life. Babushka knows how to sing really well, and so she used to sing all the time during holidays. It's very exciting that she came to America because that was highly unusual. So it might seem like something average to you, but to leave your entire family and risk never seeing them again, and she never did see her mother again. Her mother died 2 years after we came to America. That is a pretty courageous thing to do. But she's always been very different, and so that is exciting because she's not just an average grandma. She looks like it now. But she used to really love to dress up and go out, and till this day she says that we're lame because we don't go out and we don't have parties like she did at my age.
What else?
She always wanted to have a boy. She didn't hide that. She loved her kids, but she always wanted a boy only for the reason of having a son that had the same curly hair as Yadushka. She loved his Jufro. And so she always wanted kids with hair that was not like hers, that was darker and curlier. So, like, my hair is exactly like hers, and she used to say, sorry, you got such bad hair. She's still, in this very old age, enjoys going back to Russia, even though it's very hard. For an average person to take that flight is very hard, because she feels so connected to her family there. And she talks to them on a regular basis. This is unusual for anyone to try to keep up those family bonds with cousins and second cousins and third cousins. And so they appreciate that. And at this point, because she's the last one of her siblings still alive, she's somewhat the matriarch of the family, which means the oldest person, the most respected person. So they still count on her, even though they live far away.
Wasn't she alive during the Holocaust?
Yes. She was born in 1942. She was born in an internment camp. So when my grandmother, her mother, was pregnant with her, they captured the village, the Nazis, and they made them all march to a camp. The purpose of that was mostly to have as many people die in the process as possible, because it was very hard to march and they didn't have any food or water. And so the fact that her mother, pregnant with her, was able to do that, and that she was born in a camp and was healthy, is a really, really big deal. So that's why her birth certificate isn't really clear. They just had to kind of, they put where they thought she was born, but it's not exactly clear where it was. So she lost her oldest brother, and then her father also went and fought in World War II against the Nazis, but he came back. But yeah, she was born during the Holocaust.
What about any stories from the Holocaust?
Well, she was a baby, so the stories that I have are more also about Dedushka.
Yeah, what about Dedushka's story?
Because he was born in 1940, so that was right in the middle of the war, and his family had to hide in different areas and they had to leave where they were because the Nazis invaded Belarusia. And so they had to hide in areas because they would have been killed on the spot. His father died in World War II. So his mother was left with him as a baby and all the other kids as a widow. So she used to have to bring food to her oldest sons, who actually were not her sons. They were her stepsons. She married Dedushka, my Dedushka, when she was 16, and he was, I think, 27, and he already had two kids from a previous marriage, but his wife died. But she raised those boys like her own, so she used to have to bring all the food that she could find to them, and so as a result, Dedushka got very little to eat, because all the food went to them, because they were trying to take care of the family. And the fact that Dedushka and Babushka actually even went to school is a really big deal, because their parents, their fathers knew how to read and write, but the mothers didn't. And so Dedushka finished school up to 8th grade, and Babushka finished all the way, and then she went to like a technical school for 2 years afterwards. But because of what happened during the Holocaust and how Jews, and not just Jews, people in Russia were systematically killed. In Russia, for instance, there's not one family that did not lose at least one person during World War II. That is the biggest loss of any country in the world. And they didn't just lose people, they lost their stuff, their houses. The Nazis burned it all down and stole all their things. So they had to start from scratch. And like for us, when we came to America, we were only allowed, even though Babushka and Dedushka built a life in the Soviet Union and we had a lot of stuff, we were only allowed to bring $800 with us. And we were only allowed to bring just a handful of suitcases. We had to leave everything else on the border in the airport. So it started us off into complete poverty with nothing. You know, imagine $800, even 1979, that's not a lot of money. Because even then, the apartment rentals, I remember, were like $600. So that's why Dedushka and Babushka had to work really hard.
She literally was so confused. She didn't remember anything. It got to like 3 minutes long.
How did you record over the phone?